This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
ML Sports Platter, back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review, as we are brought to you by our good friend Brian Conboy at Mass Mutual New York State. Tax efficient retirement plan, and go with Brian today at advisors.massmutual.com. And thanks to Camilla's Golf Club, Elevate Fitness of Syracuse, Burn Dairy, and Courtney at Maple Down Senior Living Community. Hey, maybe it's a friend or a family member. Get them into a safer, more secure environment. Three chef-prepared meals homemade from scratch daily. Utilities included, all the amenities, heat and hot water, you name it, and that shuttle 10-mile radius available for your errands, appointments, and a heck of a lot more. Wow, this place is great. Maple Downs also has a variety of live entertainment every Friday, happy hour from 3:30 to 5 p.m. in the atrium and more. Studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom apartments are available with Courtney. Call her today. Free tours available, 315-400-9666. Immediately relieve you from having to cook and clean, and in turn allowing you, the resident, to have fun as well. Getting up there a little bit in age, maybe you have a friend, a family member, or you're listening and you're like, hey, that sounds good for me too, give Courtney a call. 315-400-9666 and visit holidayseniorliving.com. Pittsburgh Steelers, next up on the NFL draft recap. And listen, Pittsburgh, they don't try to trick people. They don't. And they're proud of it. You know? They're proud of it. We're going to take dudes who are going to beat your ass. We're going to take physical dudes who can play in the Steel City, in the cold, you know, and we're going to take guys who are a fit for us, and we couldn't care less what they could do for you. Seriously, we've done it our own way for a long time, and I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day about this, And actually, I had a conversation with a security guard I used to talk to at the ballpark when I worked locally doing on-field stuff. You know, there are teams in the NFL. They might go away for a year or two from the playoffs. It might have to do with an injury or an elite quarterback retires or whatever. You have a bad year. Everybody's allowed a bad year. But they never go way away. You know, now Pittsburgh is a real conundrum. I'm in the middle with them right now. I go from, hey, give Mike Tomlin a lifetime deal to last year doing pods saying you got to fire him. And it's not even like a fandom take. It's not like a hyperbolic, crazy, live in the moment. Like back, it's just the Steelers make you think that way. And they should make you think that way because every year they're there in the playoffs, 10-win team. You don't know how they beat teams in week 9. They have no business beating people on the road. They figure out a way to get to a certain win total. And Mike Tomlin has made the playoffs all the time during his career, basically, right? Yet, recently, and this is going on now for a good bit, like they haven't won a playoff game and, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have an elite quarterback and they play a pretty boring brand of football. So on the one hand, you're like, wow, I really give them credit for being able to sustain winning and, you know, doing their thing and yada, yada, yada. But by the same token, like they went 10-7 last year. And how good were they, right? They won the last three games of the year. I know rosters changed, you know, prepping for playoffs, blah, 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 with the Baltimore thing. But, you know, they finished with double-digit wins. They went to Buffalo. I mean, they made, you know, a wild card. They went to Buffalo, lost by 2 touchdowns. That was kind of nip and tuck for a while. They hung in that game for a good bit. They went on the road and lost to San Fran. Then they beat Cleveland at Vegas, lost to Houston big, beat Baltimore. They swept Baltimore last year. The Pittsburgh Steelers, without an elite quarterback, swept the Ravens, the team that had home field advantage. Went at the Rams and won, lost to the Jags, beat the Titans and Packers, lost at Cleveland, beat the Bengals. You see where I'm going with this? Up, down, back and forth. And then right in the middle, here they are. And I wonder now if you can take the, and I'm going to get to the draft picks in a sec, but I had to address this because the NFL draft is literally how you get out of one part or the other, which is what I'm talking about. You know, they're in the middle of NFL. You're like in NFL jail right now if you're a Steeler fan. I'm sorry, you are. Right? Because on the one hand, you're like, oh, rah, 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 this is cool. We're always in it. We can win a lot of games. We have a great head coach. Double-digit wins. We're a playoff team. Ooh. But you can't get past that playoff spot, can you? Because you lose to the Bills last year. You know, 2022, you know, you go 9-6, or 9-8, pardon me. Winning season, there it is again, but didn't make the playoffs. Okay, 2021, right? 9-7-1, made the playoffs, get thumped by the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, we can go on and on and on. You win enough games, you make the playoffs, you do this, you do that, but you can't get up over that hump. You can't, you know, win a playoff game. You know, you make it the year before, again, winning record of 12-4. Some people were talking Super Bowl aspirations still. Ben Roethlisberger in the twilight. They go to, you know, they play Cleveland. They get absolutely murdered. Absolutely murdered in the wild card game in 2020. COVID year. Murdered. 2019, I mean, we go on and on, 8-8, miss the playoffs, right? They haven't won a playoff game in forever with Mike Tomlin. 9-6-1 in 2018, missed the playoffs. 2017, lost to Jacksonville in the playoffs after, what was it, a 12-4 record again? 13-3 record. 13-3 record. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They won 10 of 11 games to finish the year. Roethlisberger threw for 500 yards in that season, if I remember correctly, in a game. I think that was the Ravens game, right? That shootout, 1-point win. I mean, when have they last won a playoff game? I'll tell you when. 2016, when they made the conference championship game. They beat Miami and Kansas City in the playoffs. 2016, that's 8 years ago. We're now going on a decade. They went 11-5 that year. So now we fast forward to 2024. And again, you are a Steeler fan. You should feel, if you don't feel this way, I don't know what to tell you, but you should feel like you're in football hell to a degree. You really should. Because on the one hand, you're thrilled that you have a competitive team. You have a great head coach. I mean, overall, I think Tomlin's a Hall of Famer. I just don't think he's the guy to get him over the next hump. Things end. It's okay. Right? But you're in it all the time, winning records. Oh, playoff here, playoff there, blah, 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 miss playoff there, But you can't get past the next, you know, that first round. You know, can you win a division right now? No, because Cincinnati and Baltimore are better than you. Cleveland right now is in the mix, right? So you're happy, like, okay, playoffs, cool, we're good, we can win games during the year, we find a way, TJ Watt, you know, we steal games, this and that, got to give him credit for that, we're always around, we're a franchise that historically can draft well, those are all good things. But then on the other side, you got all the competition in AFC, you can't get up over the hump, you haven't won a playoff game in almost a decade, and you don't have an elite quarterback. So you're stuck right in the middle. It's the worst place to be. It is the worst place to be in football because you're getting both ends and you're right in the middle. You know, you'd almost rather be a little bit worse, get two or three studs in the draft, find a franchise quarterback, and within 2 years, you're basically like last year's Houston Texans, right? I mean, that's literally where you want to be. Find an elite quarterback, couple of quick, big, awesome drafts, bang, you're right back in it. Or, you know, you want to be better so that you're contending more and winning playoff games, and then, you know, you're just staying at that level, which is where they were for years and years and years, right? So I don't know. It's a very, very difficult place to be. But anyway, Troy Fontenot, 6'4", 325, offensive guard, massive mountain beast. Tenacious, drives blocks, and he's great in short yardage, which Pittsburgh loves. Great range, awesome footwork, pass protection, terrific, body control, terrific. And he's a long-arm dude. He bends well, he punches well, and he started 29 games at left tackle and 2 games at left guard for Washington. So he's played both positions. He's played on a team that was vying for a national championship. And the Steelers, they elect to draft an offensive lineman for the second straight year. Remember, they took Broderick Jones last year. Fontenot, he's a versatile dude. He can play actually all 5 positions up front. Left guard, left tackle, right tackle, center. And he actually could go to center for Pittsburgh. There's a big need there. But he's a day one starter immediately. And the O-line needed help. And he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, period. And I got to tell you, he's a bargain at 20 overall. I think he's like a top 12, top 15 type talent. I do. Second best offensive tackle in the draft, according to basically everybody I've read. Tremendous draft pick. Zach Frazier out of West Virginia. Speaking of the O-line, the Steelers, they go with Zach Frazier at center, West Virginia. And here's another guy who, you know, again, you're going to take Fontenot and Frazier and figure it out. 6'4", 315, 4-year starter, 3-time team captain. He's a Tomlin guy. Absolutely strong as strong can be. Wicked at sealing defenders. 4-time heavyweight wrestling champ. Surprised Sean McDermott didn't want him with the wrestling thing. Tough to beat once he locks in. I mean, he's, again, you want offensive line improvement in Pittsburgh. You know, I think even at the end of Roethlisberger's career, it was pretty much Swiss cheese. You got O-line stuff here. You got dudes up front. You got Fontenot, and you've got Frazier, and you've got value, and you've got walls, and you've got great versatility. Tremendous picks. Tremendous picks. I'm going to get to the next 5 and final picks of the Pittsburgh Steelers next year on the ML Sports Platter, all brought to you by Byrne Dairy, CH Insurance, and Welch & Company Jewelers. Shop the showcase today at welchjewelers.com. Engagement rings, wedding rings, you name it, they've got it at Welch & Company Jewelers. Again, the showcase is at welchjewelers.com. And if you're local in Central New York, head on over there across from Lonergan Park, Route 11 in North Syracuse for watch repair and to get an in-person look at the showcase. They've got awesome monthly deals. You can save a ton of money at Welch & Company Jewelers as well. Wedding rings, engagement rings, watches, bracelets, necklaces, and more. The top line industry jewelry can be found in the showcase at Welch & Company Jewelers. Log on to welchjewelers.com wherever you are to shop the showcase online and go get them on Instagram and Facebook as well. Welch & Company Jewelers, the official jewelry store of the ML Sports Platter. Pittsburgh Steelers, more on their draft coming up next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The ML Sports Platter back with you, brought to you by Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company and CH Insurance. Of course, subscribe to my YouTube channel at ML Sports Platter. So I've basically said this every pod so far, and it's true because of how ridiculous the receiver draft is. So good, so deep. The skill set so rangy. In any other year, where does Roman Wilson go in the draft? Like in a normal wide receiver draft where you have like a couple elite guys, a couple middle dudes, and then a couple like at the end, well, you know, he could be probably a rotational piece, special teams, and maybe a third down specialist, whatever. When you mix all that in, where would he be in a normal draft? I don't know, like mid to late second? Roman Wilson was taken in the third round. I mean, you have like conference leaders in yards or receptions. Right? I mean, there's all these different stats, all these different things, fast guys, skill set, go up and get it guys. And they're taken in like the second or third round. I mean, Keon Coleman for the Bills in the second round probably is a late first in a normal receiver year. But guess what? Those normal receiver years are gone. This is how it probably is going to be every year because that's just the way the game is now, right? But he's a 4.39 second 40-yard dash. He's got an extra gear. We didn't see Michigan throw the ball a ton, but he can get it done on the football field. 5'11", 190, shifty, right? Multiple moves at wide receiver for the offseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Deontay Johnson traded to the Panthers. Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins signed as free agents. This is a guy who you can take as a running mate to George Pickens for Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and put him in the slot, devastating quickness, change the complexion of a game. Hey, we're driving, you know, we're down three in the third quarter. We need a TD to take the lead, let our defense take over. Second and five, all of a sudden, boop, dunk it over to Wilson. He breaks it for 40. That's the kind of guy they're hoping him to be. Also, he can make impact, the impact felt as a punt returner. He's tough, he's quick, and he's going to be loved in the Steel City. Peyton Wilson, NC State linebacker. Sideline to sideline, wicked tackler. I saw some of him because, you know, ACC football, live in that territory. Just an awesome defender. 400-plus tackles in his career. What? Ball hawker, NFC North. Yeah, that is the defender you want. Baltimore Ravens love that kind of guy. Pittsburgh loves him. Cleveland, Cincinnati. An AFC North linebacker is a ball hawker, and that's what this dude is. I think there's so much value in the Steeler draft. Couple of steals, potentially. He's a first rounder on tape, Peyton Wilson. He really is. Now, he has a medical history, so watch out here. Injuries to his knee, a lot of medical history, right? But he's a three-down impact linebacker when healthy. Two great years of production. And remember, Patrick Queen was added to the Pittsburgh defense to man one of the inside linebacker spots. But Wilson, man, with his range and pass coverage length and ability as a pass rusher, he could, you know, he could get on the field as a nickel guy easy right away. Last three, I don't know a lot about him. Mason McCormick of South Dakota State, an offensive guard. Again, more O-line help there. Logan Lee, Iowa D-tackle, depth piece, and Ryan Watts, Texas corner, round out the draft for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, I just think there's a lot of value here. I think there's a lot of fit. I think there's a lot of Steeler, blue collar, toughness, quickness, ball hawking, offensive line, just addressing a lot of things and checking a lot of boxes if you are the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Lindsley here. It's the ML Sports Platter brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And hey, in conjunction with Stanley Law Offices, a proud partner of the ML Sports Platter, is Music for the Mission. Make sure you log on to musicforthemission.org and make a donation today. Check this out. $1, just $1, provides three meals for the homeless and hungry in central New York. You can go to the website, musicforthemission.org. Mini grants are also available as well. $1 provides three meals to someone in need. So every dollar makes a difference. And of course, Joe Stanley of Stanley Law and Angela Moon and my good friend of Blue Eye Marketing co-founded the organization way back in 2009 with that singular mission of helping the homeless and hungry population in CNY. And over the years, Joe Stanley has been joined by many in his humble endeavors and shaped this organization to what it is today. And if you're a musician who wants to get involved, you can contact them as well. Help where you can. Grants are available. Grants of up to $2,000 will be awarded throughout the year of 2024. Music for the Mission will be awarding grants to the area organizations that support the hungry and homeless throughout the year. Make sure that you check them out on Music for the Mission on Facebook, on Instagram. Again, hosting local events, community efforts, you name it. Support Music for the Mission, awesome partner of the Platter. And thanks to friends of the program as well, the Swan and Whitaker families, Bob Lindsley and Daryl Abert. Hey, if you want to sponsor the ML Sports Platter, shoot me an email, MikeLSports1979@gmail.com. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves, and to be there when they need us with five-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and five-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner. Every day, every way.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.